JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello, and thanks for joining us. In today's program, we look at the Homework Center in Treadway, St. Catherine. And later in our Glimpses of Jamaica segment, we go back in time with a meal some of our grandparents used to enjoy. So don't go anywhere. This is Roundabout JA. Plans by the Treadways Gospel Assembly to establish a homework center for the community have been bolstered by a gift of 4 computers, a printer, and 1 month free internet service from Digicel. This was made possible through the lobbying efforts of Civil Servant of the Year 2013, Enthrose Campbell. Speaking with Roundabout JA at the St. Catherine-based church where the presentation was made recently, Pastor Courtney Lynn says the gift was timely and the community would, in short time, reflect the benefits that the computers can provide.
For this church and the community, this is a wonderful gift which will be used to enhance education and the youngsters, also older folk. Enthrose, thank you so much for your gift, for your thoughts. To Digicel, continue the wonderful community development you are doing.
Meanwhile, Senior Corporate Relations Manager at Digicel, Tricia Williams-Singh, who handed over the computers, says the work of the Civil Servant of the Year ties in with the company's concept of celebrating extraordinary persons and achievers. She has urged the community to take care of the computers. Community member Vanette Higgins says the donation will go a far way in helping children complete their assignments.
The nearest internet cafe is in Linstead, which is about 3.5 miles from here. It will be much easier, much cost effective for them to come here. Just want to say thanks very much.
Permanent secretaries and heads of departments and ministries, departments and agencies of government, have you submitted your nominations for the 2014 Civil Servant of the Year Award? If not, time is running out as nomination closes Friday, August 29. Submit nomination information to Erica Barnes, Civil Service Week Steering Committee at the Ministry of Finance and Planning Public Service Establishment Division 30 National Hero Circle, Kingston 4. For more information, call 932-5380 or email erica.barnes@mof.gov.jm.
A key element of the Vision 2030 Jamaica National Development Plan is for Jamaicans to be living in safe communities with modern and effective ways of maintaining law and order. Vision 2030, making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. And now, our glimpse of Jamaica.
Rumble beef. We make it with flour. You have the, you know, annatto. They grow on the tree, and you pick it when it's green, and dry it, and you put it in the oil, and it fry, and it give you a nice, pretty red color. Then you make, stir up your flour, throw it in there with your salt, fish, black pepper only, and make your flour body. It nice with the corn dumpling. So when you eat it with all the white, they have a yam that name, Barbie yam. You see when you eat it with the Barbie yam, oh man, the banana, oh God, it can't do it. Reva Foster, I'm right here from Silent Hill.
Share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica with us. Email tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. And that's it for today's program. Thanks for joining. I'm Ruth Ann Carr for producer Casita Irving and studio engineer Andre Palmer. Until we do this again, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.